I have been practicing for over 30 years. And I've seen good lawyers and great lawyers. And I mean trial lawyers. Good trial lawyers, and I've seen great trial lawyers. Good lawyers are masters of communication. Oh, they can communicate excellently. Great lawyers connect. I'm going to repeat that. Great lawyers connect. We're going to talk about how they connect, and they would often connect telling stories. Actually, folks, I really wanted to be a writer. I didn't want to be a trial lawyer. I wanted to be a writer. You know why? You know what writers can do? They can take you in one place and send you to another location using words. They can take you in this location and put you in Paris, France, South Africa, Canada, using words. John Steinbeck was such a great writer that he could write about darkness and make you feel it. James Baldwin, such a great writer that he could put you in a club in Harlem in 1945 and put you on the dance floor. Harper Lee, such a great writer. She wrote a book called To Kill a Mockingbird, and she puts you in a trial. The gentleman named Atticus Fitch, and you were there with her and him as he told this powerful story of a trial. Ernest Hemingway? Wow. Those of you know who Ernest Hemingway know that he wrote as a journalist. He was a journalist, so he would write short sentences, but they would be very powerful. Let me give you the sentence by Ernest Hemingway. Baby shoes for sale, never worn. Baby shoes for sale, never worn. So actually what I decided to do was use some of the techniques of the writers, the great writers. Stephen King, you name them, I would use some of their techniques. And I try to put that into a trial, in a courtroom. And as I was trying to put these ideas together, I remembered an incident that happened to me when I was in undergrad school. A teacher walked in, and the teacher did something I'm going to do with you. I want you to go to your refrigerators. Each of you listening, go to your refrigerators at home. I want you to walk up to that refrigerator. I want you to slowly open the door and notice the light comes on. Cool breeze hits you right about here. In that refrigerator, there is a lemon. It is the only thing in that refrigerator, a large lemon, the largest lemon you've ever seen. I want you to take that lemon, put it on the nearest table. Notice when you pick it up, though, it sort of, your hand sort of drops because it's so heavy. Put it on the table and start to roll it backwards and forward, backwards and forward, backwards and forward. Reach into the drawer that's closest to you that has the sharp knife. Take that knife out. Put it on top of that lemon and start to slice it like in a sawing motion, backwards and forward, backwards and forward. Notice the juices are starting to come out. You turn your head because of the smell. Backwards and forward. Backwards and forward. It splits in two. One side has seeds in it. I want you to take that side, squeeze it just a little bit. Juices come over your hand. Put it in your mouth and bite it. I can't see your faces like I would in a live audience, but I can sense that some of you are uncomfortable. You taste a lemon. Some of you had saliva developing in here. Some of you are uncomfortable here. Some of you taste bitterness. When I was 19 years old, it was done to me. I knew that it was not
to do on.
Awful. I knew it was dangerous what my teacher had just done. And the reason it's dangerous is real simple. There was no lemon here. But your mind and your body does not know the difference between what's real and what's vividly imagined. I'm going to repeat that. The human mind does not know the difference between what's real and what's vividly imagined. But I use some techniques to get you to taste that lemon. I use all of your senses as I told the story, especially the sense of smell. I tell that story in the present tense, as though it was happening right now. And I use pauses as I went through. Pauses are very important. Sometimes, lawyers, we talk too much, too fast. How does that work in a courtroom? You all are trial lawyers. You're going to court. You're dealing with people. How does the lemon story relate to a courtroom setting? And I'll show you.